Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Many of us do struggle with sleep. And certainly, I'm somebody who does. I, as you know, get up at 4 o'clock every morning, 5 days a week, which means, because it's my pattern, I get up most days, almost 7 days a week, very, very, very early, and I struggle to go to sleep at night as well. Actually, lately, I've started taking magnesium, something before I go to sleep, and actually that has helped. But apparently there are other techniques, and I'd never heard of a cognitive shuffling or micro-dreaming. I don't know if you guys have, but I thought it's quite interesting, and I'd love to hear a little bit more. To help us understand what this actually is, this fascinating sleep technique, we're joined by Jan Daniel Ace. He's a sleep health therapist in private practice. Jan Daniel, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well. I think you might be on mute. Can you just check if you wouldn't mind?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thanks. I had a good night of sleep.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I hope you feel rested, because it would be bad for your business if you didn't. Oh, can you hear me?
I feel well rested. Thank
good.
You.
Good, good, good. Okay, so many of us, many.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I think it seems to be okay now. Let's give it a bash. But many of us do struggle with sleep. I've always been, since a child, a terrible sleeper. My brain is always active, and that somehow prevents me from sleeping properly. Can we just try and understand, or can you tell us, because I had never heard this idea of cognitive shuffling or micro-dreaming. What is this?
Cognitive shuffling is a relatively new technique. It is, research is limited about it. But it's a good technique where we try to shut off our brains. Mm-hmm. Okay, remember that sleep, when we fall asleep, the brain doesn't switch off. We move from wakefulness and then into a state that we call a hypnagogic state. Okay, and that is the so-called micro dreaming, where we start to see, it's very short. We may start to see different images, like an elephant walking across the street and then a cup floating in the air and stuff like that. That is just literally where the parts in our brain that handles, thinking and concentrating and so on, switches off, or slows down. And that is what we call micro dreaming.
Ah, okay. And then cognitive shuffling?
The scientific word is a shuffling is to try to introduce that state, okay? Where we remember, like you said, Howard, your brain doesn't switch off, okay? So it is a technique that we use to stop us from thinking about work, trying to sleep, thinking about our problems and so on. So, well, I don't know if you want me to tell you
yes,
how
please.
To do it.
So, yeah.
So I just want to, it is not standard therapy, okay? The golden rule to treat insomnia-related condition is with cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right.
Cognitive shuffling is just a small technique, okay? It's like taking magnesium, all right? It may help, it may not help.
Right.
So what you do is you start on the alphabet, you start with A, mm-hmm. and you're just randomly thinking about words that start with A, like apple, ascension, stuff like that. And then you briefly, like a second or two, you image that, you think about, you see that apple or whatever. Then you move on to B, and you think of all the words starting with a B. And image, visualize that item or that word. And so you carry on until Z. And you carry through all the letters. But here's the thing. The goal isn't to make yourself asleep.
Right.
Okay. It's not a sleeping goal.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No, it's simply to occupy your mind with random emotionally neutral images and so on.
Right. In other words, it just takes you complete. In a way, it's almost like I used to try a technique where you start visualizing from your toes upwards each part of your body, relaxing more and more. It just takes you away from thinking about things that interest you or bother you or happened,
and it
focuses just on something completely, as you say, neutral.
Yes. I think if we think about how micro dreaming works, cognitive shuffling is a bit better, you know, than muscle muscle relaxation. What you're talking about is progressive muscle relaxation. We use that as a technique within the broader picture of cognitive behavior therapy.
Ah, okay.
And that is something that is to do with the muscle relaxation that you're talking about is something to physically release our stress. Cognitive shuffling is mentally releasing our stress to work on the brain. Progressive muscle relaxation is to work on the body. Slow our heart rate, slow our blood pressure, don't stress about anything. So you can use it in combination. But yes, the catch here is, Howard, is we mustn't try to sleep. The minute you do that to sleep, you are trying too hard. That activates your sympathetic nervous system, and then it's going to be harder to sleep. Does it make sense?
It does make sense, especially for somebody. Yeah, just to interrupt you, especially for somebody that has an early wake up, because, you know, and there's so much pressure on us now to get enough sleep. Otherwise, I don't know, you're going to die by 30 if you don't sleep enough. So what happens is that, you know, when you know you've got, in my case, for example, a 4 a.m. wake up call, there's a lot of pressure to get to sleep as quickly as possible to get enough sleep. And that in of itself deprives you of sleep.
The issue that you're speaking about, Howard, is something that we see a lot in practice. It's not actually your sleep that bothers you. It's the pressure of the next day that bothers you. You
are interesting.
Probably you're scared that if you don't sleep, you're not going to cope with the next day or the next morning because there's so much pressure. And that is something we fix with what we call cognitive behavior or belief systems, you know? So
what you're really saying about this technique, this micro shuffling that is starting to become a little bit better known, is don't see that as the be all and end all. It's actually maybe one element or one technique that could assist you, but actually, if you aren't sleeping, you need to understand the bigger picture. Did I paraphrase what you're saying
that
correctly?
For you personally, Howard, I think it's a good idea to try it. Obviously, it's not going to work on the first night.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I can carry on. I know we have only a few minutes, but this is you know, I can carry on about an hour for this. There's so much that influences this. It's not only the micro dreaming of the cognitive reshuffling. It's not only that. That is not the be all and end all. But you can try it and keep on doing it. Not to sleep, but to change your frame of mind. You know, to stop trying to fall asleep.
Fascinating. We do need to leave it there. It does make sense. But what I'm going to do, with your permission, is have one of our producers reach out to you and so that we can set up a greater conversation with more time, either with me or on one of our medical shows, where we can really take a look at this in a much more detailed and holistic way.